So, we go to the Bison Center.
Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson again. First of all, well done, Allie. I think the most important thing that I learned on the commission meeting earlier this week was that Allie and her husband, Jason, who is also a member of the Parks team, are expecting a baby here. So congratulations, Allie and Jason, on that. Mr. Chair, wanted to visit with you briefly about the Custer State Park Bison Center and give you a little background on how this project came to be. I'm sure that any of you we're at the roundup, or heard about the roundup and the governor's announcement that we would be creating an additional visitor center or educational center down at the Bison Ground. And just wanted to, it's an interesting story on how this thing came to be. Walter Tanzier, who is the executive director, I believe, the administrator of the Council of Charitable Trusts, I was looking for a project to do with his son, I believe, the Eagle Scout project. And they contacted the park and said, what have you got available for us? And Matt Snyder and his staff got their heads together and actually put Walter and his son to work down at the Buffalo Corrals, doing some painting of his corrals and doing these kinds of things. And while they're down there working, his buses pull in, visitors pull in, and they tend to stop and look around and walk around. And Walter asked the staff down there, what are these people doing? What are they doing? They did it. And how do you tell your story? And so anyway, they explained that to him that they really haven't taken advantage of that opportunity or hasn't paid the projects list yet. And Mr. Tanzier said, well, why don't you think about, maybe if you had some dollars available, what you might be able to do that. So my staff, being the frugal folks that they are, ones actually put together some ideas about maybe some interpretive signage and some of those kinds of things, and I think they came up with a plan that spent about $15,000-$20,000, and they brought this back in Tanzier, and he said, no, I think you guys need to think a little bit bigger. And I don't know if it was Matt or Kobe out of the park that said, Walter, what do you mean bigger? And he said, well, how much did that visitor's center cost? And he said, well, $6 million. And he said, yeah, that big. And so my folks went back to the drawing board and came up with a concept that they presented to Mr. Tanzier, and he said, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And so anyway, this thing, matured over a couple of months, maybe a month and a half. And the next thing you know, we're scrambling to get a contractor on board to come up with some conceptual ideas and drawings so that the governor could announce this. The roundup that we're moving forward with. And we put this thing together, but it would not be possible without Mr. Panzer's generosity from the Helmsley Foundation. They have committed $4 million to a $5 million project for that visitor center to take place. They challenged us to come up with an additional $1 million. However, we find the term best to do that. But to get that thing started, Mr. Tanzier, from his personal side of things, has donated the first $100,000. So that leaves the department and the governor and the foundation all working together to come up with about $900,000 in a $5 million project, put a visitor center together down at the Buffalo Grounds so that we can tell the story about the Bison in the park, their history. I'm sure we'll have some Native American history, the utility of having the bison in the park, and the things that they do as far from a conservation standpoint, grass management standpoint, and how they help support it's partially the financial status of the park. We think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to move some of those. When you look at the visitor center that we have now, we do have at least a little bit of the story of Buffalo up there. We're going to be able to pull that out of that visitor center, transfer it down to the Corrals Visitor Center, and then be able to tell the story of the park in a fashion that we've never been able to do that. If you recall, when we were out at the park, one of those most recent commission meetings, we had a presentation on some of the historic documents, some of the historic records, some of the stories that we're kind of uncovering in and boxes down the basement. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to bring those, bring some light on those documents and those stories and present that at the current visitor center, while then telling the story of the Buffalo down the corrals. And, even just logistically, having that down at the, on the wildlife group, being able to have, bathrooms and, parking areas, picnic areas, maybe some playground stuff, being able to utilize that and tell that story a bit more efficiently is going to be great. So, that's kind of the history of where this thing came about. It really came about fast. I think we put a contract around and had drawings within probably 2.5 weeks, which is almost unheard of when the state doesn't usually move that quickly. So, it really came about quickly. It's a really exciting project. We plan to have, dirt turning next, spring sometime, with an opening date in 2022, spring 2022. So, aggressive timeline, a lot of the financing is already in place, which makes it a lot easier. Final piece of the puzzle is that we will likely be moving this, the $5 million worth of expenditure through the legislature and the special appropriation bill. And I think that'll gain some traction given the fact that we aren't asking for a full $5 million allotment we've already brought over 80% of the state. Mr. Chair, that's the background on the Bison Center. More to come on that as far as drawings and all those kinds of things that are moving forward. This will rise to the level where we're doing a building committee, so we'll be asking for one of the commissioners to sit in on that, along with some of the representatives from the department and Office of State Engineer. We're just kind of settling in now on what are the mechanics of moving this thing forward, and we'll keep you posted on anything moving forward. With that, after taking more questions, Secretary Ambler has certainly been involved in this one too, so anything that I can't answer, I'm sure it's okay. Questions?
Mr. Scream. You said you're bringing it from the legislature. Is some of the money going to come from there, or is it coming out of this department?
Mr. Chair, that's yet to be determined. I think that our preference would be that the money would come from private sourcing, but there may be, the legislature feels like they would like to support this at some level. We certainly aren't going to tell them that they can. as far as a dollar amount from the department, we haven't committed to anything at this point. I think we'll wait and see what happens. But when we have a $4.1 million commitment on a $5 million facility, we'll find a way to make it work, whether that be with general funds, private dollars, or potentially something from the department. I think it's worth an investment on all three of those levels.
Any other questions? Comments?
It was exciting to be there and be part of the announcement, but you can tell the staffs were there. Running water and bathrooms on
we will go.